Hey, it's Dr. Craig here, episode 138 of the podcast, and Self-Science, my new book, is now available. Please just go to, easiest places, go to my Instagram at Dr. Craig Duncan, and in the bio you can go directly to have a look at Self-Science and purchase it. A lot of great feedback, so thanks to everyone that's read it and given good feedback about it, and it's really a little book to help you in all aspects of your everyday life, and I go into some of my philosophies, because basically I think the basis of being successful in life is to first know yourself. Too often we spend so much time knowing everything else, but how much study and how much time do you actually spend with yourself to really know yourself on a macro level, but also on a micro level? And that's what I wanted to chat about today. Have you done things recently where you've had a failure? Okay, so you might have had a failure, and I'm thinking of one I had yesterday where I had an interaction with someone I just didn't conduct myself the way I should have conducted myself. Reason being, I probably didn't check in on that micro level of where am I at in respect to my optimal performance zone. If I'm emotional and my stress levels are high, then really I shouldn't have taken this call and got into this conversation. So rather than beat yourself up about that, you've got to reflect, and if you're not doing your reflection, then you're not going to improve. So what I did is I sit back and reflect on that. I can identify it was a failure. I didn't act in the way that I believe I should act. I didn't get an outcome that was positive. It didn't make me feel good. So I reflect on that. You name it. You label it. Label that it's a failure. But you don't beat yourself up about it. All you do is learn from it. And that's what we've got to do. So you might be having a day today where you've had a number of failures. But if you don't have this process of knowing thyself and reflecting, spending time with yourself, how are you actually going to learn from these failures? That's the key. Who cares if you have a failure? We all will have multiple ones through the day. You'll always have more successes than failures. We just don't really identify the successes as much as we do the failures. But my problem is if you're not identifying and labeling the failure, pulling it apart and analyzing it and reflecting on it, learning from it, and then moving on. And I see this all the time, because people they're tripping over the same stone. Is that you? Are you making the same mistake over and over again? Often in my experience, the reason is because you're not taking time with yourself to reflect on that stone that you keep tripping over. And we have so much success that we don't rejoice in. Waking up, every time I wake up, I go, yes, another day. That's a success. Making the bed, first thing that I do, that's a success. Getting my morning routine done, that's a success. Sending out some gratitude messages to people, that's a success. So before I know it, I've got four or five things that I've won at. Are you counting all those things that you win at? Or are you just really identifying with the failures? So think about that, but really spend the time knowing thyself. And that's one of the aspects of the book Self-Science is about. And we go through how important that is. So anyway, make sure you learn from your failures, You only do it by reflecting on them. Also, rejoice in your success. Give yourself a pat on the back when you need it. And as always, go and make the world a better place.